yourself go with Milton Berle, presented by Eversharp, world's leading manufacturers of fountain pens, mechanical pencils, lead and desk sets, featuring Eileen Barton and Ray Block and his orchestra. Tonight, Eversharp presents the secret ambition of Errol Flynn. And now here's a fellow who let himself go and wound up being Ziegfeld's biggest folly, Milton Berle.
There's good news tonight. Last night our B-29s were over Tokyo. In fact, according to Tokyo Rose, Tokyo Rose. Boy, I want to tell you, you should see the big business we're doing at the Roxy Theater this week. One kid, 17 years old, got at the end of the line outside the theater, and by the time he reached the box office, he had a report to his draft board. To show you how much the audience likes me at the Roxy Theater, one guy's been sitting down front ever since I opened there.
Yeah,
the band leader. We really expect to do big business there Thursday because it's Washington's birthday. You know Washington, first in war, first in peace, and the last place you find Mrs. Roosevelt. Will you Republicans sit together, please? And talking about George Washington, it reminds me of my old school days. I'll never forget the day that my teacher told the class that George Washington was the father of our country. She said, he's your father, he's your father, he's your father. Finally, one kid got up and said, teacher, if he's my father, you better tell him to come home because my mom has been looking for him for the past 10 years. Last night, what a George Washington party I had.
Yes, Milton, I know all about it.
Ken Roberts, you know all about it?
Yep, me and 3 million others, including the sponsor.
Mm.
We all read about it in the newspapers this morning.
Oh, were you with the sponsor this morning?
Yep.
Ken, what did he have to say about me, huh?
Well, all I can say, Milton, is it was Meatless Tuesday, but he had plenty of beef.
Well, he can't blame me. After all, I didn't know what I was doing after I was knocked over the head in that fight.
Well, he said all that fighting was undignified.
Undignified?
Uh-huh.
Well, Ken Roberts, what would you have done if you were out with a beautiful blonde and somebody swiped her fur coat?
Is that so serious?
It is when the blonde's still in the coat. I've changed.
I know, Milton. I read what they said this morning about how you were seen going into a dark room with a beautiful redhead.
Oh, Ken, it was nothing at all. Believe it or not, Ken, we had a roll of film, and we wanted to see what would develop.
Really, Milton, you don't expect me to believe that.
Sure, Ken. We were only accentuating the negative. I want to tell you, Chief, Ken, this whole mess has got me worried now.
Well, Milton, our boss is taking care of everything.
He has?
Uh-huh. In order to show you the right way of life and to introduce you to the right people, the sponsor has hired a suitable companion for you.
A companion for me?
Uh-huh.
How do you like that? Next thing, you'll probably be getting me a nurse to feed me and tuck me in and kiss me goodnight. Hey, come to think of it, that ain't a bad idea. And Ken, who is this companion he's getting for me anyway?
Oh, he's probably a very nice fellow. He's very highly educated, and he can teach you about music, science, painting.
Oh, that's silly. I know all about that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you know about Renoir, Van Gogh, Degas, Picasso?
The best backfield Fordham ever had. That. So now I've got to have a companion. Boy, what a fella has to do these days to make a fortune.
Milton, you wouldn't have to have a companion if you didn't get into all those scrapes.
Well, Ken, I think you're right. But I guess I've been a little careless. Oh, if I could only erase my former mistakes.
Milton, would you really like to erase your mistakes?
Yes, Kenneth, but how can I?
With a new featherweight, Eversharp repeater pencil.
Oh, you crazy you.
You work faster, steadier, make fewer mistakes with the new featherweight Eversharp repeater pencil. Here's why. It eases finger strain, ends waste motion. Just hold it point down, press the magic button with your thumb, and presto, it feeds new points like a machine gun. Fast as this. Listen. There. Hear that click? There's the point. It's a one-hand operation. Lead follows lead automatically from the 6 months lead supply in the barrel. The new Eversharp repeaters are priced from $375 to $50 plus federal tax. All with deep pocket military clips, with service guaranteed. Not for years, not for life, but guaranteed forever. If you have to wait for the Eversharp you want, remember, Eversharp is building millions of precision fountain pens and repeater pencils for the armed forces. So please, be patient and cheer yourself with this thought. An Eversharp's worth waiting for. Compare. Comparison proves. Give Eversharp and you give the finest. Yes, Milton.
Ken, the idea of the sponsor sending over some dull blue nose for me to go around with. I just won't be able to do it, Ken. He's probably the kind of a guy whose only interest in life is opera, music, and the ballet.
Well, there's nothing so bad about that, Milton. It might interest you to know that a lot of people have an ache for the ballet.
Well, once in a while, I have a ballet ache myself. I don't make a career out of it. And not only that, Ken... Oh, I'm sunk. That's probably Burl's home companion now. Ken, what am I going to do? Come in. It's Errol Flynn. Oh, good night. Don't tell me. Wait a minute. Don't tell me you're supposed to be my new companion, Errol Flynn.
Who'd you expect?
What?
Who'd you expect? Gravel Gertie?
Girls, will you look at me once, please? Well, all I can say is, Errol, that I've never seen a more welcome face.
Oh,
and now is my future bosom companion. Let's get down to business.
What?
Where's the little black book? The little black books. Where's the little black books?
Oh, books.
Yeah, the books.
Books?
Yeah.
Well, now, Milton, if you want to see the books, you'd better hurry.
Better hurry? Why?
Well, the public library closes in about 10 minutes, and...
The public library closes in 10 minutes?
Uh-huh. Well,
that isn't exactly what I mean, Errol. You remember me, Errol? I'm talking about companionship. A couple of stars.
Oh, stars.
Yes, stars. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Say now, Milton.
What?
Would you really like to see something out of this world?
Oh, Flynn, now you're talking. Yes.
Okay, we'll go to the Hayden Planetarium.
Whatever became of Errol Flynn? Now, don't think, Mr. Flynn, don't think that I'm strange or anything, but I was thinking about taking out a woman, huh?
Well, that'll be fine,
sure.
Milton. Fine. What time does your mother get here?
I could have sworn Flynn walked in here. Now, look, Errol, I'll go out by myself tonight. You go home and sleep the whole thing off. I'll see you tomorrow. So on.
Okay, Milt. Yes. But you'll be out by 7, won't you?
Oh, 7. Sure, certainly. Then we can have dinner together.
No. I'm talking about 7 o'clock in the morning.
You mean there's a 7 o'clock in the morning, too? But, Errol, I can't get along with only 15 minutes sleep.
Oh, come on now, Milton. Sure you can. Easy does it. Up at 7, then shower and shave, dress and breakfast, and we're out of the house at 7:10.
7:10. There's just one thing wrong with that schedule.
What's that?
I'll need another half a minute to do my laundry.
Oh, well, now Friday, Milton.
Friday.
We've got a full day.
A full day,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
In the morning,
yeah,
we go to the aquarium. In the afternoon,
yeah,
to the symphony.
Mm-hmm.
But at night...
Yeah, at night.
At night, we go to the top of the Empire State Building.
Mother, I'd come home to die.
Now, on Saturday night...
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week.
Saturday night, Milton.
Right.
We'll go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Oh.
And there we can see the most beautiful specimen of feminine beauty the world has ever seen.
Oh, now you're talking.
Who is it?
Mona Lisa.
Hot dog, which one do I get? Mona or Lisa? Which one do I get?
Milton.
What's the matter?
The Mona Lisa is a beautiful painting. It's a painting of a woman with a beautiful, sad smile on her face, and nobody knows why.
Maybe she knows where to get cigarettes. Now, look, Earl, I don't want to go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Saturday night is my night to howl. I want to go out and hoot. Where can we get some girls?
Oh, forget them, Milton.
Forget them?
They can't help you at all.
Oh, no? Well, let me tell you. I want to tell you, it's a woman who made me what I am today.
That's what I mean. No help at all.
Now, look, Al, we've got to go out on some dates. I can't live that kind of quiet life.
Of course you can,
no,
Milton.
I can't.
You can live that kind of a life. It's purely a question of habit. Now, right now, you like to go out to every night, don't you?
That's right.
Dancing, parties, nightclubs.
Yeah.
And after all, what do you get out of it?
What do I get out of it?
Nothing but a heck of a lot of fun. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Milt, don't you worry about a thing. A few weeks on this schedule, and you won't mind giving up these little things.
Oh, I won't. I won't.
Certainly not. Every night, the other fellows will be out squandering their money on beautiful women, and you'll have the laugh on them.
I'll have the laugh.
You'll be listening to symphonies.
I'll have the laugh.
While those other guys are wasting their time being kissed by gorgeous girls,
yeah,
you'll have the laugh on.
Yeah.
You'll be looking at painting.
Yeah, they don't know it. They're such fools.
Fools, of course they are. While those other men are wasting their careers being hugged by glamorous blondes,
yeah,
you'll be home studying. Yeah. You'll have the laugh on.
I'll have... Couldn't I be serious once in a while? I gotta go out with some women.
Oh, is that all you think about?
No, in between, I think about girls. But, Errol, I don't understand you. You've always been my hero on the screen. You've always been so brave and so daring.
Nothing.
Why, I want to tell you, Errol, in your last picture, Objective Burma, alone, I saw you kill 3,000 Japs single-handed.
Well, Milton, I got a confession to make about that.
What's that?
I didn't kill those Japs single-handed.
You didn't?
I used both hands.
Oh, this is awful. This is terrible.
There! Who's that?
Calm yourself. Calm yourself, Glenn. It's only Eileen Barton.
No, 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 no. Let me out of here.
Take it easy now. Don't worry about her, Errol. She's shy, and she's the shy, retiring type.
Oh. Well.
Eileen, I want to introduce you to Errol Flynn.
Errol Flynn? Oh, I'd know him anywhere. Those eyes, those dimples, that mouth.
Oh.
Kiss me, Errol.
The shy and retiring type.
Oh, Errol, my darling, say something.
Hello.
Hot as a whip, isn't it? Come on, Errol, let's see some action. Come on, some action.
Action?
Yes.
Oh. Eileen.
Yes?
Come over here, Eileen. Over here where it's dark. I want to show you something.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere.
No, no, over here, Eileen, near me, where it's real black.
Okay, here I am, Errol. Now, what do you want to show me?
See how my wristwatch shines in the dark?
Oh, no. Sing, Eileen, sing.
My complete heart.
Would you come over here a minute, Errol Flynn? Will you step out?
Errol, what is it,
Well, Errol, you know the purpose of our show is to find out your secret ambition. Now, what is your secret ambition?
Well, Milt, I've always loved the sea. And since I've been a kid, I've always wanted to be first mate on a real pirate ship.
Well, that's easy. We'll do a condensed version of Captain Blood entitled The Little Corpuscle. I'll be Captain Pegleg Burl, the cruelest pirate that ever sailed the Spanish Main and Vermont. Take that, you rat! Take that, you rat! Take that, you rat!
Cut it out, Captain. You're giving away all our cheese. Say.
Yes.
Wait a minute, Captain.
What's the matter? What's the matter?
What's that thing doing over there in the parrot cage?
In the parrot cage? Well, as long as we ain't got a parrot, I figured we might as well put that ever-sharp pencil in there.
Oh. How come?
It's an also repeater. That is an also repeater. That's why I repeated it.
Sorry. Yes. There's a ship over there trying to pass.
A ship? Where away? Where away?
It's on our starboard beam.
Yes.
Well, now it's on our port beam.
Port beam.
Now it's to starboard again.
Starboard.
Now it's to port.
Yes.
Port to starboard. Port. Starboard.
How do you like that? A woman driver. Away out here.
Ahoy you! Ahoy you!
A woman's voice. Answer her the next time she calls, Seaman Flynn.
Ahoy you!
Fine! Ahoy you!
Captain, can I come aboard?
Yes. Who are you and where are you from?
Well, Captain, I've traveled the seven seas from Cape Hope to Hatteras, from London to the West Indies, from Brazil to the African Congo. Can I come aboard?
Certainly, Mrs. Roosevelt. Come aboard. You better watch out while you're on board here, little lady. You better be nice to me, because I'm tough. Ouch.
What's the idea of kicking yourself?
I hate everybody, and I'm no exception. I'm not really interested in women, you know.
Oh, I think you could get interested in me. What if I stroke your face like this?
Doesn't mean a thing.
Well, what if I kissed you like this?
That doesn't bother me a bit.
Seaman Flynn. Seaman Flynn.
Aye, aye, sir.
Throw this wench into the wastebasket.
Aye, aye, sir. Come along, honey.
And put the wastebasket in the safe. Hey, Seaman Flynn, Seaman Flynn.
Coming, Captain.
Come over here. Haul the jib sail, pull in the main sail, quarter the half sail, and then bring all the boys down to the quarters.
Aye, sir.
I'm holding a shirt sail. While you're at it, Flynn, I want you to tack down the mizzen mast.
A what, Captain?
I said, don't tell me you've never heard of the mizzen mast.
How long has it been mizzen? Captain.
Yes.
Another ship coming out of the Horizon.
We'll show them who we are. Strike the skull and crossbones.
No, I can't.
Seaman Flynn, I said strike the skull and bones.
I can't do it.
Why don't you strike the skull and bones?
Because I've got nothing against Sumatra. I meant Sumatra.
Yeah, sorry.
Slight error. Sorry.
An error. All right, Errol Flynn.
Sorry.
Oh. That's a pretty thin excuse. What's happening now? What's happening now?
Captain Burl?
Yes.
You're done for. The men are revolting.
Revolting, eh? Well, let's see you look me in the face and say that.
Yes, sir, that's revolting, too.
Stephen Flynn, prepare to defend yourself. I'm coming at you with cutlass. Ha,
ha, ha. Missed me.
Oh, yeah? Then I'm going to shoot you with this pistol.
Missed. You can't kill me.
I can't kill you. Why not?
You know that ever-sharp pencil that was in the parrot cage?
Yes.
I swallowed.
You did? So what?
Now I'm guaranteed not for years. Not for life, but guaranteed forever.
And now... Oh, wait. Oh! Ken Roberts has captured my attention.
Friends, if you have trouble finding the Eversharp you want, bear in mind that Eversharp is building millions of precision fountain pens and repeater pencils to meet the needs of America's fighting forces all over the world. And those needs come first. So please, be patient. And remember, an Eversharp's worth waiting for. For instance, take the stunningly streamlined Eversharp presentation set. Coming halfway down the full length of the barrels is handsomely chased 14-karat gold over a base of sterling silver. There, gold meets glowing shades of plastics in a choice of smart, modern colors. Deep pocket military clips meet service regulations. Magic feed prevents ink flooding or leaking high in a plane, so at ground level too. And the new Magic Point is so smooth, you can't even hear it write. Designed to sell at $19.75, mass production economies bring you the complete Evershaw presentation set for only $14.75. The pen alone, only $9.75, plus federal tax. And service on both pen and new Evershaw featherweight repeater pencil is guaranteed. Not for years, not for life, but guaranteed forever. Compare. Comparison proves. Give Eversharp, and you give the finest.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present Eversharp's honored guest, a young man whose guns have many times blasted the treacherous Jap Zeros from the skies. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Captain Robert W. McClurg of the United States Marines. Captain McClurg, I want to welcome you to Let Yourself Go and tell you that we're very, very proud to have you with us tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Burrow.
Captain, I'll bet you were pretty excited the day that you got your first zero.
I was more like a kid who had broken his first window. I was so scared I turned right around and beat it home.
Well, I'll never forget the day that I got my first zero. I left school and didn't go home for a week. What outfit did you fly with, Captain?
Marine Air Group 11, and I was lucky enough to fly as wingman for one of the finest men I ever knew, and one of our greatest flyers, Major Gregory Boyington.
Boyington's record was 26 enemy planes shot down, wasn't it, huh?
Yes, but I saw him get a lot more he never counted. He was a real hero.
Well, Captain, what about the day when your plane was crippled and yet you shot down two zeros?
I just got a break that day, Mr. Burrow. Something went wrong with the carburetor, and my engine stopped. So I called to Boyington that I was going down. I was hoping to crash somewhere I could be picked up. Down at about 5,000 feet, the motor started again, but it only had enough power to keep me sitting in the air like a clay pigeon. And just then I saw two zeros coming up below me. If I had good sense, I'd have stayed out of their way.
I see.
But instead, I dived down on them. I guess they didn't see me coming because I only gave them each one burst, and they rolled over and burned to the water. Finally, I limped home to our base.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the gallant action against the enemy and for many similar heroic achievements in the South Pacific, the President of the United States has twice presented to Captain McClurg the Distinguished Flying Cross. Time for you to tell us your secret ambition. What is your secret ambition?
Well, Mr. Burrow, my father died when I was very young. My mother started teaching school to take care of me. She worked for me most of her life, and she sacrificed a lot for me.
Well, I guess that's how mothers are.
So it's always been my secret ambition to be able to take care of her and to give her everything she's missed and a lot more. And that's what I'm going to try and do as soon as this war is over.
Well, Captain, that's really a wonderful ambition. And as a start toward the fulfillment of that ambition, my sponsor, the Eversharp Company, would like you to accept this check so that you can do anything that you've ever wanted to do for your mother.
Thank you, Mr. Burrow. Thank you.
Well, Captain, you're very, very welcome. But while you're here, do you have any other secret ambition?
Yes, Mr. Burrow, I think I have. It's not only mine, but the ambition of a lot of other people I know, too. An ambition for the future.
Tell us about it, Captain.
When I was in the South Pacific, the Marines I knew were fellows like McGee, Hill, Heyer, Moore, and Zarnicky. And all the other names you ever heard. And those are the fellows right now who are storming the pillboxes and roaring through the sky to take Iwo Jima Island. All I can say is, they'll take it. But they'll take it only because we've learned something fighting in this war. And that is, when a Jap fires his rifle, his machine gun, his mortar, or his bomb, he doesn't put a tag on it marked Catholic, Protestant, Jew, rich or poor, black or white. He makes no distinction. So in battle, we've learned we all have to live and work and fight together. And for each other against our common enemy. So out of the thunder and the smoke of Salerno the Coral Sea, Tarawa, and all the other battles came this truth. For us to have a future of peace and freedom and happiness, the people of all races and creeds must live and work and fight together and for each other and for a common good. That's the ambition that gives those boys the common courage to fight and die to take Iwo Jima.
Thank you. Well, folks, it's getting late, and I guess that about winds up our show tonight. And before I go, I want to thank you on behalf of Eversharp and myself, and thank our guests for being with us tonight. Errol Flynn, star of Warner Brothers' Objective Verna. Next Wednesday night, Eversharp again invites you to let yourself go when you'll hear Eileen Barton, Joe Besser, Ray Block and his fine orchestra, Eversharp's special guest who has a very interesting secret ambition, Peter Lorre.
Never say lead, say Eversharp lead, the smoothest, blackest, strongest lead in the world. Standard lead or thin fits any mechanical pencil. Look for the famous red top package wherever you see the Eversharp lead display case. Get a package tomorrow, only 15 cents. And next Sunday night, don't forget to tune in the man with the $64 questions, Eversharp's distinguished master of ceremonies, Phil Baker, in Take It or Leave It. This is Ken Roberts.
And this is Milton Berle saying goodbye, and a goodbye is bond.
Service of all Eversharps identified by the double check mark on the clip is guaranteed forever. This means repairs will be made to a flat charge of 35 cents to cover postage, insurance, and handling if returned with all parts to Eversharp. Slightly higher if handled by your dealer. This service is guaranteed, not for years, not for life, but guaranteed forever. This program is under the supervision of Hal Block. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Newcomers to America, you can get expert-friendly help in learning English at the Committee for Refugee Education. Free classes are held at convenient times and places in New York City. Write or phone the Committee for Refugee Education, 254 4th Avenue. 11 p.m., BULOVA, Boulevard Watch Time. WABC, New York, 880. 880-